When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I'm Joe Reed. I have Kendra Winchester with me. She's a contributor to Audiophile magazine. She's with me for the whole week, and she has been sharing books that she's been listening to and letting us know what she thinks about them. Hey, Kendra, I'm ready.
All right. So today's audiobook is Against Techno-Ableism, Rethinking Who Needs Improvement by Ashley Hsu, and that is performed by Maria Pendolino. And this is actually the print version is part of Norton Shorts. That's a new series they're doing of just like, if you want just like a little primer on a topic, but you don't know where to start, there are these books. And so when the audiobook edition of this book came out, I was like, yes, I'm so excited for this and I want to review it. And I was not disappointed.
What a brilliant idea, because there's so much out there and it's a wonderful way to figure out, okay, what do I want to explore more about this?
Exactly. And I definitely feel like Ashley Hsu is a great person to do this. She is an academic and she looks at the intersection of disability studies and technology. So she is writing her little treatise, like basically against techno-ableism, which is the belief that technology exists to, air quotes, fix disabled people. And so she goes into detail about why that's such a huge problem in the technology industry.
Exactly. And this is, and just to be clear, this is not about accessibility, which of course is something that everybody, I think, should be devoting a hell of a lot more time to.
Correct. So the idea is that technology is there that can be helpful sometimes. Like that is accessibility. Like technology can be helpful sometimes, but there's this idea that technology can, air quotes, fix disabled people. And that, you know, the whole idea of technology is to eliminate disabled people. You know, that's an ableist idea that we should eliminate disability in this way. And so she goes into detail about that, explaining like that. So I feel like listeners will get a good, you know, if they have questions, they can go through and it's very straightforward. I feel like she does such a great job of, you know, boiling it down. And then she goes into different essays throughout the book, looking at different kinds of technology. She's an amputee and a cancer survivor. She has chronic illness and is hard of hearing. So she belongs to a lot of different disability communities. And also this is her job as an academic. So I feel like she does a great job and is very well equipped. Because a lot of people are very intimidated when they start reading about disability studies. And I feel like this is a great place to start.
Yeah, I agree. And especially a term like techno-ableism. It's like, okay, yeah. Technology and disability studies. Great. Okay, two things I'm terrified of in one.
And Maria Pendolino is the...
I don't know her.
I have never listened to a book by her either. And Ashley Hsu writes the book in a very conversational tone. And I feel like Pendolino does a great job of capturing that. And the vibe is to be very accessible. And I feel like that's, you know, something that she does well.
Okay. Well, why don't we hear a little bit? Do you need to set this up for us?
So this is the differences in lived realities of being a disabled person versus how disabled people are received. And I think this is a great example of Ashley Hsu's humor.
Okay. This is Against Techno-Ableism, Rethinking Who Needs Improvement. It's by Ashley Hsu and it's read by Maria Pendolino.
While I hate that disabled people are forced to tell their stories, I do love stories. In fact, parts of this book will involve some of my own tales. I just don't think most disability origin stories are very interesting. Mine is certainly not. Some are, don't get me wrong. there's a guy in one of my amputee groups who had his leg ripped off in a grain auger accident, and he did not pass out while he waited for emergency rescue. It's always a shocker for newbies in my amputee groups who have come with stories less gnarly. I love when he shares his story with obvious relish. He's got it well rehearsed for other amputees. This kind of sharing among those in the community is different, though. The lessons are different. It's usually not about being on the other side of something we've overcome. We survived or were simply born that way. Some of us also have PTSD, but we also have normal lives and do average things. We ask each other about how kids adjusted, how family members reacted. There's commiseration about dating and jobs. The improvements we see are incremental adjustments, sometimes non-linear, with more surgeries needed, other conditions to manage, insurance woes, equipment issues. We compare prosthetic feet and offer ideas about physical therapy. We don't all agree about how to approach situations, nor about what feet works best, nor about dating for that matter. Things aren't tidy or managed. I like when it's just us. And I like when the stories aren't crafted for non-disabled expectations, like so many disability stories are.
Well, I'm happy she's really, first of all, written a very accessible book, which I think is important given the subject. And I think Maria Pendolino has such a friendly voice, you know, great presentation. I mean, she's informing. She's not preaching at you.
And she captures that, like, that conversational style. Like, I think it's really funny the way that she performs. Like, disability dark humor is just amazing. And so I really appreciate that comes across in the performance as well as in the prose.
Okay, that was against techno-ableism. Rethinking Who Needs Improvement by Ashley Hsu, read by Maria Pendolino, who is new to both of us. So somebody, I would keep my eye out for her.
Definitely, yeah.
Behind the Mic is sponsored by Dreamscape Publishing, an indie audiobook publisher which creates award-winning and best-selling titles by authors like Lisa Jewell, Geneva Rose, and Annie Ernaux. Explore their catalog at dreamscapepublishing.com and then follow Behind the Mic wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.